morning. Good morning and welcome to Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian Church. We're so glad to see everyone out on this cold and wet morning. Just thankful it isn't ice. I'd like to welcome everyone here, all the visitors. We're so glad to have you with us, and we hope that you will come back to see us again. Let's start this morning with announcements. Do we have anyone that has an announcement that isn't in the bulletin? Okay.
I do have.
You caught me. Okay.
No. I take that back. I don't have one that's not in the bulletin.
Okay. But if you want to come, I'll let you.
Well, just, you know, the Christmas poinsettia.
Oh, right.
Is in here. So if you want to order Christmas poinsettias, I think we have 25 that are coming and we'll be able to be purchased. So. All right,
Michael. We'll
you got to fill this out.
Fill that thing out, Michael.
Due to our program this morning, we are not going to have the candles lit, so we'll dispense with that. But please be in silent prayer as we ask for a prayer and praise request. Do we have any that we need to tell?
Let's before we do that, let's go ahead and take care of the...
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped right over the...
That's okay.
Excuse me. I skipped right over it.
All right.
We'll get back on that.
You want to have the
congregation?
We'll do the corporation meeting, and we'll take care of the other.
All right, this meeting is called to order. This is for the purpose of addressing any concerns of the Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian members. So if you have any concerns at all, I'll ask you three times, give you ample time to respond. If you have any concerns that you would like to address the congregation, the elders, or whomever, you need to express them when I ask. The members of Jenkins Church. Are there any concerns by the Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian members? I'll ask again. Are there any concerns or questions by the Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian members? Third and final time. Are there any concerns or questions from the Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian members? If not, I'd entertain a motion this meeting be adjourned.
I'll make that motion.
Who second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. We will now have our congregational meeting, and we will declare this meeting in order. And do we have, or do we already have that motion? I guess we have it from the session. The session has nominated Steve Elmore, Deborah Eckert, and Harold Schaefer as elders. And for a three-year term. So we have that nomination before us. I guess we need... Are there any other nominations?
I'm going to make a motion that all nominations seats and the nominees be voted by acclamation.
All right, a motion has been made for nominations to seat to elect by acclamation. All in favor of that, let me know by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? So moved. This concludes the business of this meeting, and The installation service for the elders will be the first Sunday. I believe it's the first Sunday in January. First Sunday in January will be the ordination and installation of elders. Thank you.
Now we're going to pray the praise request. Do we have any at this time? Mr. Chesney.
I just found out last night that my oldest son's wife, Deborah, has cancer in more than one part of her body. And she's in her
Fraser Cliffs Police, put, there's a little section, a tear-off section in the bulletin. Be sure to put your name and anyone's name you'd like to put in that bulletin. Do we have others?
Mary Jo.
Sharon Gardner, they all know your Tuesday, and she's got a bad knee that needs to be replaced because she fell out of it, and she shattered her kneecap. Broke it all the way across.
Ew.
And so they've got her on a full cast from top to bottom for leading. And for 3 months, and then they'll go from there. They're not
actually being
replaced today.
Deborah Eckert is recovering from surgery. She did well, and she's been feeling a little, I mean, she said she's still feeling pretty groggy, but just be in prayer for her.
Let's remember Melanie, who had to go to Maryland, her friend wasn't expecting, I don't know if she's passed or not, but travel issues.
I think she did pass. But no one knows they were tired. Do we have any others at this time?
I have a share and a praise. Prayers for my cousin Mama. She's dying of cancer. And just for her family too, that they, you know, can be strong for her. And she's a Christian, so I'm afraid of and I just want to give a praise to you, praise for the choir. There's a lot of people that work in our congregation today, and we're just really neat people, and if anybody ever wants to come to the choir, we have a really great time, and I'm just thankful for them, and I pray that God blesses them all, and he knows our hearts.
Is there anyone else?
Let us pray. Almighty God, we come to you today to worship you, to glorify you and honor you. We thank you for Jesus, the light of the world. We thank you that you sent your Son for us, that he was born into this earth and grew up and lived as a child. Lord, we thank you for everything that you have accomplished through him on our behalf. And Lord, our hearts go out today, and it's in his name that we lift up each of these that are on our prayer list today. Each of these that have been lifted up this morning. No matter where they are, Lord, we thank you that you're there with them, that your power to help them in their time of need is there and present. And we thank you for it. We ask, Lord God, that you'd move mightily in each of those individuals' lives. Lord, that they would know your comfort and know your peace and sense your presence and be encouraged. Lord, that things are going to be better. There is hope. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that you give us that blessed hope in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're not far away, but that you're right here with us. And today in this service, may we reach out to you and recognize that you're here for us, that we can experience your presence here today. And we thank you for your great love, for your tender mercies. In Jesus' holy blessed name, we pray and ask these things. Now help us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand for the call to worship. Let's take it from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us,
and the government will rest on his shoulders,
and his name will be called
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
Please turn in your hymnals to 131.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight for all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
You may be seated. Our call to repentance is taken from Luke chapter 15, verse 7. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Our prayers of confession are in silence. In Jesus' name, amen. And we have the words of assurance. Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all. Please turn in your hymnals to 128.
Upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from hands of gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music flows o'er all the on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophets seen of old, when with the come the time foretold, when the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace, their King.
Our word of blessing is taken from Romans chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. Be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. I invite the ushers to come forth to receive our tithes and offerings at this time. Children's time. I invite any boys and girls who would like to come down. They might be angels or kings or Joseph and Mary even. So I invite anyone who would like to come over and we'll have our children's time. I have an angel.
Yes. You got that right.
And I have a king. Here comes Joseph and Mary. We got it all this morning. All right. Good morning, boys and girls. Christmas is a very special time of the year. And we always want to remember why we have Christmas. And it's because of the birth of Jesus that we celebrate. We're talking about our Advent candles this morning. Last Sunday, we talked about the greenery and the life it gives and represents. And we talked about the candles, which light is the showing the light of Jesus. Tyler, do you remember what last week was? Hope. So let's go on and light our candle of hope. And today we're going to light our candle of peace. And remember, we told everyone last Sunday that Advent is living every day. We have Advent every day. It's living. Today we're going to light the second candle, which is the candle of peace. And that is to remind us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. His light helps us find ways to share peace with others. And Luke chapter 2, verse 14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Now, I brought my Christmas fairy with me again this morning. Here she is. Last Sunday she talked to us about she was the fairy of hope. This week she is the fairy of peace. "My name is Peace, and I came to earth when the angels sang of Jesus' birth. All those who will let the Savior in have peace in their hearts and freedom from sin." So I want you to think about a peaceful place in our big hubbub of the world and everything going on all around us. Look for peace. I have a little story I want to share with you real quick. Choir, I promise not to take long. About peace. I brought you some peace this morning. I'm going to show you a picture. And this is the picture of my father when he was about your age. And he planted something. And y'all heard me probably talk about this before. He planted a pecan tree when he was very, very young. 7 years old, I understand. And do you know that pecan tree is still producing today? Mr. Mike goes out and gathers them for me, brings them home, and we dry them out, and we eat pecans. And this is a very, very peaceful place out where Jet lives. I do find lots of peace when I go there, especially when I'm walking down through the farm. So come and see me after your program today, and I'm going to give you some peace to take home with you. And guess what? They're good to eat. All right? Let's have our prayer, and then we want to get on with the show. Yes, sir, Mr. Tyler. Oh, I don't know whether they'd come up or not. I have no idea. The squirrels plant them all the time. Do you think they come up? Try and see. Never know. Acorns do that. You can plant acorns and you get a little acorn tree. So maybe you can get a pecan tree. Who knows? Okay, let's stand and have our prayer. And I'll just stand right here with you, okay? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you came to earth to save us from our sins. Bless these boys and girls here this morning. Bless them as they have their program. And warm our hearts with all their words and songs. Bless the children here. Bless all the boys and girls everywhere, all over the world. Amen.
the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Thank you. Chee-pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the King, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor Him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, Jesus, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, that's fit to give our King, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Mary nodded, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. The ox and lamb kept time, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
I can't.
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." During the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
Gazing, we await the birth.
All right, well, I'm going to ask everyone if you would to stand for our benediction. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for the birth of our Savior. We thank you, Father, that we can celebrate our Savior's birth and that we have this time to worship you in spirit and truth, to recall the greatest gift ever given to man. We thank you, Father. Now lead us in the power of your Holy Spirit. May we give witness to our Savior's birth during this season. And we give you praise. In Jesus' holy, blessed name. And the people said,
amen.
Amen. You're dismissed.
Thanks so much for singing with us.
Sure,
appreciate
you, honey. For singing with us.